Rawr!
And I will prepare me for the future battles with the cougars.
Yes, I'm going to Prussia. A wayward companion. He disappeared to Canada.
Oh.
A traitor, deserter. Fled to Canada.
Yes. So you're here on Prussian business then?
Yes.
Military business. Well, best of luck to you.
You as well. Be faster than the Kodiak.
I'll do my best.
No.
I hope you can.
If you're not faster than Kodiak, then at least be faster than companions.
You don't have to outrun the zombies. You just have to outrun everyone else.
Yes, well, hopefully we'll all make it out of this.
I don't know. I'm pretty sure I could outrun a boomer. They're actually kind of.
He's trying to catch you.
Why do you ever?
Everyone else has some form of, you know, get to them, or the boomer.
He can throw up at you.
Yeah, but I still think he's probably the lowest of all this.
Why do you run away from the boomer? You turn around, whack it, shoot it.
Whack it, then get back, then shoot it.
If unless you get back, it's time to actually run towards you.
Depends on how fast you are.
Or turn around slightly, Molotov, keep running.
Yeah. Although you're wasting a Molotov if you just put it on a boomer.
Dude, on high enough difficulty levels, I just throw a Molotov at my feet and keep running.
Yeah, as Andre points out, when you hit expert, boomers become the scariest of the special infected.
Dude, I would gladly encounter a boomer over anything, or gladly encounter anything else. I'll take a witch over a boomer.
Just because if that boomer vomits on you, that's a lot of incoming damage.
And when they do 10 points of damage a hit, yeah, the infected just cream you.
And unfortunately, I don't think that spreads to them hitting each other, though, does it?
Nope.
So boomer bile does not suddenly become more useful on
expert. Not on tanks. I wish it did, because that'd be hilarious, watching a bunch of infected beat a tank to death. It would be so satisfying.
Then again, the tank does more damage, too, but it wouldn't be attacking the infected.
It'd be going, ah! I'm being beat to death by my own minions!
Anyway, a chainsaw can take out a tank in under 2 seconds.
Oh, I know. I've seen Left 4 Dead Mythbusters.
What?
Yeah, there's a Left 4 Dead Busters.
Really?
There's a guy who goes around and tests all the myths that he's heard.
Huh.
Melee weapons are the best weapon to take out a tank because they
within 10 swings, he counted it. Exactly 10 swings, a tank will die.
Wow.
Okay. The problem is, that tank, if you start hitting it up, it will be swinging at you too.
But the thing is if you have 4 live players, not 1 and 3 bots, and all of you charge it, tank becomes a putz.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even if he punches one, because his punch has a cooldown, the 3 people cut you apart.
Uh-huh.
Anywho.
When you're fighting 4 human players, you have to be smart.
Yeah.
So, as you of course switch over to Escobar. Escobar and Escobar.
Padre and Escobar.
Yeah. Sir.
So, what you doing on boat to Canada?
Friend, business associate of mine is taking me on a hunting trip.
Oh, hunting!
Going after moose?
You know, I'm not really sure, honestly. He didn't say a whole lot about what we were fighting. Hunting. I'm sorry. I had experiences with some animals in the West America.
Ah, as Father Escobar goes, you speak of the mountain lion.
Cougars, yeah.
They are fearsome.
I killed a lot of my horses. Even nearly lost my eye to one.
Oh, I bet that one works well with the ladies.
No.
I bet you've had
tried it.
I bet you've had many little senoretas. Senior
Señoritas. I've heard of how things are out west. Brothels and saloons everywhere. See?
Never really had a whole lot of time to do that.
You're ignoring the good things in life. In Cadiz, I brothel and saloon all day long.
Well, I never really had the time. I worked for the government, so they constantly had me doing something.
That's why you're in England. he got to stick up his ass. He never get anything.
The padre and I have been discussing in Cadiz, there's anarchists, socialists attempting to overthrow the traditional government. It is very distressed.
Sorry. American mind went forward.
Commies.
Huh. Well, that is a bit upsetting. I've seen what the world is like without law, and it's not a pretty place.
I knew lawmen would understand. Then you see the traditional values.
Yeah.
You are a good man.
Traditional values, right. It's not so.
Ivan, you're, of course, sitting there at the table.
I stole a biscuit.
You steal a biscuit. They refill the biscuit tray. Somehow this doesn't feel right.
It's something that I do. It's not so much about the feeling of it or the successfulness. It's just something I do.
The hands wander.
Basically.
And you're, of course, kind of scoping out everything. Go ahead and give me a notice check.
Is killing
Three. Okay. Now, you're mainly just focused on Fifi and eating well. Kinda.
Steak.
Steak! So, Jessica, you're sitting there on the center of the boat, and you actually have 12 guys sitting there lined up, all seeing if you want to dance, as you are, of course, the most attractive female on the boat. So all of the young men, no matter their status, are taking a crack at it, especially if they can dance with the daughter of Raj.
I don't think the two men that actually know her have ever made a pass at her. Ever. I just find that kind of interesting.
Yeah. I'd rather like a fine British woman. Traditionalist.
Yes, of course.
Yes.
Yeah.
What?
Mustache.
No, you spontaneously sprout a mustache. You didn't already have one when you say 12? Things like that.
12.
Okay, on the fourth one, I give up.
Sure.
If it might help with the, balancing with the rocking of the ship.
Alright, go ahead and give me first a vigor check. Let's see if it actually does help you or if it makes it worse. Oh, yes. The dancing helps immensely. Now, do you have anything like dance or do you have just agility?
Just agility.
Give me an agility check.
I thought about it, but... Yeah. No, this guy's really good. Is he Italian?
Apparently this guy was a fantastic dancer. We will go ahead and say number four, he was
probably higher class since he was...
He's probably higher class, so that means he's probably wealthier area. We'll go ahead and say he's...
American oil baron?
Portuguese is a good one. So Portuguese gentleman. Dance.
What, you don't want the really short guy with the enormous mustache and wide-brimmed cowboy hat?
And he's average looking. Okay. And of course, after he's done, they continue to line up. And of course, he's like, come to my table. And another man, no, don't go to his table. He's a scoundrel. Please, dance with me and we come over to my table. We are fine, upstanding Englishmen. No. The Englishmen, they know nothing. Why don't you come over to my table and dance with me?
I eat a biscuit.
As her bodyguard is sitting over here engrossed in conversation with a Spaniard and a priest.
Dance with him at his table. Ring around Rosie?
No, miss. Y'all don't want to go over there. You want to come over with me. In Texas, we know how to dance.
Oh, I recognize that accent.
You literally have, like, once again, 12 guys all sitting there competing for your attention.
Okay, you know what I do? Okay, I am going to close my eyes and twirl around. And whoever I point to.
By the way, I have to say...
How does he know?
I have to say the Texan.
Line dancing isn't real dancing! You go with number 6, who was the... Let's go alphabetically. I said what?
American, Portuguese, English,
French.
I said it wasn't quite alphabetical.
Yeah. American, English, French, Portuguese.
American.
Zimbabwe.
You can have an Asian on there.
Number 4. So,
American,
English, French, Portuguese. It was number 4. It was the guy you were dancing with previously. You go over to his
desk. He cheated.
There's quite a ruckus going on over there.
When you get to a stable, he's a chauvinist dig. So. He's all ego.
Of course.
Anyway.
Is there any Indians on here?
Not going to Canada.
Yeah, I'm just curious.
No, there's one Indian going to Canada.
All right. So... Back to you. What are you doing? He of course excuses himself. He has to be going.
Oh.
He is not much for parties.
Hmm. Well, I suppose I'll go speak with the old man.
Okay. Give me a notice check.
He's got a shank.
Did you actually take notice as a skill?
Yeah.
I have notice as a skill too. It's a D4.
No.
2. Okay. Let me go talk to the Englishman.
Ah, good to see another Englishman on board.
Oh, good to see an extinguished gentleman as yourself.
Extinguished?
Liam Whitman's my name.
Donald Donaldson.
Ah, pleasure to meet you, sir.
Yeah, yeah.
May I sit down?
Oh, of course. Always enjoy the company of upstanding gentlemen.
Ah. So, what brings you to Canada?
I'm going to go meet with my future son-in-law.
Ah, well. Hmm. What have you heard of him?
He's French.
Ah, French living in Canada, eh?
He absconded with my daughter.
Oh.
Just like a Frenchman.
Not quite like them, I'll say.
When did you become Scottish?
Once.
How about you, and why are you coming to?
Going
across the great but
We're going on a hunting trip.
Ah, hunting, fascinating.
Yes.
Ruined my leg on a safari.
Oh, you did?
Yes, yes.
In Africa?
Oh, of course, of course. One of the best places to have safari.
The savannah is the best place for a safari.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're a former hunter, then?
No, that's why I have a limp.
So you're a... wait.
I went on an associate's hunting safari.
Ah, I see. So what did you do, then?
Me, I... mainly, screamed like a girl.
Oh, it was occupation.
Oh, occupation. I'm living mainly on investments right now. I'm a former business owner.
Ah, wonderful.
I imported and exported tea.
Ah, quite good that.
Yes, yes.
What? I'm a bit of a connoisseur myself.
Nothing like a good tea, huh?
Indeed.
Yeah. One more tea.
Can't begin your day without it.
Oh, of course. It's the lifeblood of England, as I used to tell myself. Until I got bought out.
Oh, terrible thing, that.
Yes, well.
Competition. Looks like you're making the best of it, though.
Well, I certainly try. Poor, broke, broken leg. Frenchman stole my daughter. I do what I can.
Poor old man.
You realize he's probably evil, right?
Yeah. Probably.
And probably the father is evil.
Or he's a saint.
It's always the religious people that are the wrong. They're always.
That only
wrong.
Happened once!
Twice! Twice!
Twice? The second time he was interrogated and beaten until he confessed. I wouldn't call that really being evil.
All,
he
all
tried to raise
priests.
A freaking evil warlock scarecrow thing.
When he was 15!
All of your priests in New Hope are corrupt. Except
no,
for
there's
Arwen.
One.
Except for Arwen.
No, there's two.
No.
Well, let me visit. They're all but one are evil. You have to kind of take New Hope and set that aside. It's easier to point out who's good in New Hope than who's evil. You don't have a paper long enough for who all's evil.
I'll point out, Ryan, the heroes in New Hope aren't necessarily good.
They're neutral, if that tells you how scum bucket much of a town that place is.
Not as bad as Scuttle Cove.
Scuttle Cove was perhaps my pride and joy of scum and villainy. Even evil people went in and said, I need to burn this place. Here, let's remove all the competition.
Help us.
And everyone's just kind of like, New Hope hasn't even gotten to the point where they're selling baby flesh for breakfast.
I'm surprised you let that happen in one of your games.
Oh yeah, Scuttle. I want people to know how much I hated Scuttle.
Well, at least there was no underage prostitution.
There probably was.
Yeah, anything that could be bought was.
Ew.
Oh yeah. And then of course the joke was, we should burn this place down. I said, sure, the water will help you. The water's got enough oil in it.
I do recall that, actually.
And wasn't there a druid grove that was going to like blow them up soon or something?
They were trying to redeem it.
Oh.
They said it'd take centuries.
Did they ever succeed, or did the
the Great Green War happen?
Wait, they actually didn't survive the Great Green War?
No.
Would they betray each other?
What, the druids?
No.
Remember, Scuttle Cove got screwed up the ass.
Oh, that's right, with those little orbs.
Was Scuttle Cove pre or post cataclysm in your world?
Post.
Post?
Post.
Yeah, okay. But it got screwed up.
Most everything is post cataclysm.
Those, like, black pearls.
Oh, so it was pretty much just one incredibly technically, magically advanced city that.
Oh, there was a ton of stuff. I had an entire world before I destroyed it and rebuilt it. I wouldn't say destroyed it. In fact, that's kind of the thing, is that there's pieces still scattered of it.
Hit it with a hammer and move the continents around.
That's why there's only mountain caves. Anyway!
That really shouldn't be there?
Yeah. They're mountains where there shouldn't be. Anyway.
Alright.
So, you've met with him. You give me a notice check. I'm circling around. I'm sure one of you guys will make it.
It's always the notice check we fail. Oh! Alec will get it. 10. The bodyguard.
You know it's because he's standing next to the stuffed cougar.
I'm on high alert.
They'll come for their kids. Basically, you kind of see in walk kind of a valet cook type of person, and he kind of does the, and whispers to one of the obviously more burly kind of workers, and they kind of He then dashes off. The burly worker then goes and contacts the other worker, and those two both run out, basically leaving this place with only like two or three people actually serving it. Run out in the sort of, hello, of course, oh yeah, gotta go to the kitchen.
I walk around at this point and gather all four of us together. Well, three of us. I'm not going to bother her.
Why, please save me.
You see her over at a porch. This gentleman's table, and he's of course sitting there talking. You can tell he's talking about him, and this is how she looks.
Alright. I'll walk over. Ma'am?
Yes!
There's some business that needs your.
And who do you think you are?
I'm a bodyguard.
Yes, that'd be quite marvelous. I'll talk to you later. I'm sorry.
Oh, of course. Here, let me get you my card. You can contact me anytime you're in Portugal.
Oh, of course, don't have an edge.
You know, one of these times we're going to end up in an adventure in Portugal, and you wish you had kept that card.
I knew he was
a poison. We don't want the chauvinist pig. When half our group is women.
Please, you don't make a pass at me.
Chauvinist doesn't.
Yeah, he's interested in making a pass at himself.
Yep.
Give him a mirror and he's good.
Agent.
He wouldn't make a pass at you, he would just try to rape you.
Dude, some people will have sex with anything with legs, and sometimes that's not even a requirement.
Amputees. Anyway.
Alright, well, I gather you four together. I apologize for interrupting your conversation, but there's something.
Americans.
Yes, yes, you know how rude they are.
Yes, purchasing your businesses right from underneath you.
Yes, well.
You're like, did I just walk into someone? What's going on?
I'm afraid I'll have to take my leave.
Good. And farewell, Mr. Whitman.
Farewell.
You're not hard to get since you're not actually.
And also that there's this weird eclectic. Her bag is smelling really tasty.
Just make sure none of it goes rotten.
You think you managed to get a stick of butter? Not sure though.
Bag, well,
I just want to let you guys know.
Yeah, that's butter.
keep your eyes open. Looks like something may be going down. The burlier valets rushed out. I'm going to go take a look, see if maybe they need any help.
That could go down in the kitchen.
And
shirking their duties.
I wouldn't call it shirking.
It's awful.
Does anyone wish to come along?
Sure, I'll come along.
I do not have anything defensive on my person.
I grab a fork.
You okay there?
Hand it back to you.
Whoever was closest to me.
With a fork. I also grab a fork.
I have several forks.
You
just throw.
You could have steak knives. They do have those. They're not throwing knives, but they do have.
They're
steak
knives, essentially.
Yeah, they're knives.
They're not as big as my knife.
You're not. You're not.
That's a knife.
Sorry. All right.
That's a knife.
Well, I'm going to walk out. Anyone who follows me, follows me.
All right. You walk out, you're going because you're attached to her.
I guess I'll follow along.
Alright. So you're kind of walking.
You're on my stable platform. How does it make you feel?
So as you guys are, of course, sitting there, you kind of notice that... I think you see some steam coming in this direction from the west.
Like a cloud of, like a fog of steam, or like a
steamship.
A steamship, okay.
Is this a steam-powered ship we're on
right
now?
Yeah, you guys are on steamships.
Okay. Mm. I wasn't sure if maybe we were still on a sailing ship or not.
Mm. No.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sure another ship going to England.
I don't think. Are we outside right now? Or
yeah, you're outside, kind of on the deck.
Is it coming, like, straight toward us?
No, it's even a good ways off.
Is it like...
Even if it was, you guys could go... Nye.
Is it, like, from under a door or something like that?
No, steamship from over there.
Oh. Yeah.
On the horizon. It's just something you guys know.
I look around for the valets.
I'm the furthest away from the railing. On the wall.
You find a valet and he's like, ah, hello, sir. How can I help you?
as the smile is obviously fake on him as it is on you. It seems like something's going wrong. We were just wondering.
No, sir! No, sir, there's nothing wrong. The HMS Curator is perfectly safe. Why don't you go back inside and enjoy the party?
What's that ship coming? Are those pirates?
No.
You are a paranoid.
Pirates don't have sex.
Someone is attached to
that. No, no, no. Nothing like that. Nothing, no.
I'm sure it's just another ship.
Son, just...
Yes, the lady has it right. It's just another ship.
What is it?
It's another ship.
What is it?
What's the name of the ship?
We can tell you're lying, good sir.
I'll pay you.
If you don't be square with us, we're going to have to get rough.
Give me an intimidate.
Actually, can intimidate?
No.
I do. I'm not the one doing the intimidating.
You can give me an assist.
You can look intimidating.
Dirty American.
Apparently, I was not very intimidating. That's a zero.
You're going to have to assist a lot. That effective.
He will assist a lot. Maybe. Probably.
The American, he crazy. He might do
11.
Something.
11. That's a total of plus 2, making your effect 2.
I look intimidating. Unfortunately, he's being
the opposite of intimidating.
You do it right now.
Come on. Gee.
Mustard. It's entirely inappropriate for a man of your status to be trying to bully me around.
Cool.
Come back inside.
Did you add the plus two?
Look, son, we just want to help.
No.
There's nothing wrong, sir!
Are you aware you're a terrible liar?
Sir, I'm not paid enough.
Are you paid enough to keep secrets?
Depending on the secret. And depending on the pay.
This secret, whatever you're hiding from us, are you really paid enough not to tell us?
For a pound, I could be convinced to tell you.
How much money do I have?
Half a pound.
Give me a persuasion.
Take his fucking pound!
Nice.
No. Or I'll rough you up.
I got a one.
No, I think a pound would be.
I like how you did the persuasion and I did the
Well, he's haggling, which is persuasion, and you were attempting to say, or I'll rough you up!
Yeah.
Dude, it's just how...
Yeah, no, I just... It's funny.
Ah, lovely. Yes, that was,
She'd totally steal it back.
That was a ship of Americans. American ship.
There's
no one on board.
Ghost ship?
Yes, but as you can see, the steam plume is still going.
I do a sneak to get the pound back.
Okay.
I'm now holding on to whatever I can on the wall.
Four.
I'll put a minus one on you because... Oh, you're
no,
holding
on. No, no, no. I'm hanging on to the wall now.
The pound he hasn't pocketed yet. He's still holding on to it.
So you're not going to get
so
it.
So pocket his other pound?
You can... I'll let you steal what's in his pocket.
All right.
But not what he's holding, because he's holding the pound.
Okay, so...
That one's a bit harder to...
I can steal mustaches on people.
Got his wallet.
Should we be worried that it seems to be moving towards us?
No, no, it'll... We can easily move out of the way. It's just...
A little unsettling.
Odd.
Yeah. Alright.
Oh. Well, I suppose we can carry on now.
Does salt have the same effect on sea ghosts as regular ghosts?
I assume that's a rhetorical salt. Question, and you're not asking the sailor.
Asking the sailor.
What's
right.
The salt? Is that different
my
from
my
salt?
I suppose I lead the group away from the valet at this point.
Yeah, he tunnels off.
I look at the wallet.
This might...
Inside the wallet is half a pound.
Here's half a pound.
Actually, it's 10 shillings, basically.
Well, if
anything
it's
else in the
really
wallet?
A ghost ship, you think we should check it out?
He doesn't carry all his ID and whatnot.
It'll be hard to get to.
This may just be my Ripper-induced paranoia.
And it might send you guys over there. I can stay here.
If this is ghosts, I think I'm going to go down to my room and scrounge, get my gun.
I have salt.
I have
I was about
salt.
To say, does sea salt work the same as regular salt?
I don't know.
I have the salt bullet shells for my shotgun, so I'll go get that.
Okay, I'll just put a circle of salt around me.
Actually, could you grab the pound of salt that I had around in my neck sometimes, but not right now because it would be weird?
Pound of
what's
salt
around
on your neck?
what's that right your neck?
That's how you're supposed to wear the pound of salt is
yeah.
Around your neck.
What's your first
it's
thing
like a necklace.
That's heavy.
Sorry, I'm going Liam, I'm not really planning on leaving the room with a shotgun unless things get...
I always have salt with me.
Messy. I'm just planning on going and checking my gun, make sure if...
You'll notice that some of the sailors begin kind of, you know, kissing salt and throwing it behind them.
Alright, I'm just going to check my gun. So if you want to go get your salt, you can come along with me.
I suppose I will.
Alright. Okay. I return to my room and I begin...
As you guys go in, you guys will notice the first thing is that your room is no longer locked. It looks like it's been pilfered.
Son of a bitch. What's
and someone found holy shit!
Could I see you guys' equipment lists?
Yeah, people go like, holy shit! Only those two.
So yeah, only those two. They were sharing a room, that's why.
I'm going to be pissed if I lose my shotgun, because I just bought
it. All I have is, like, my pistol in the room.
And a lot of that stuff is on my person, like my flashlight.
Yeah, that's what I was figuring. I was like, pocketbook, that's right on you.